Walking back a blistering speech. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. One day after delivering a primetime address with Philadelphia's Independence Hall in the background, President Biden said he doesn't believe supporters of former President Trump are a threat to the country.
President Biden says Americans who voted for former President Trump did not vote for attacking the Capitol or denying election results.
They were voting for a philosophy he put forward.
But the president says democracy is threatened by Republicans who encourage political violence.
Refuses to acknowledge when an election has been won.
Administration officials insist Thursday night's speech was not political, but rather spoke to our values and democracy as a country.
Fox's Jared Halpern. We still don't know if a federal judge will allow the appointment of a special master to review the material seized from former President Trump's home. Yesterday, the FBI revealed that nearly 50 folders that had contained classified documents were empty.
Following a judge's ruling, the Justice Department released what's known as a more detailed inventory of what was removed from Mar-a-Lago. Multiple documents with secret and confidential markings, as well as government documents and photographs without the classification markings.
Fox's Mark Meredith. An entire city in Mississippi is on high alert. Police in Tupelo say the pilot of an airplane has threatened to intentionally crash into a Walmart store. Authorities are working to disperse people as practically as possible. NASA's new rocket is leaking fuel again. For the second time this week, a leak was detected as nearly a million gallons of fuel started getting loaded into the rocket. Despite the setback, the countdown clock continues at the Kennedy Space Center. Liftoff is scheduled for this afternoon. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The situation in Jackson, Mississippi is dire as thousands of residents remain cut off from safe drinking water.
We will continue to advise Jacksonians to boil their water until we actually get to the point where we have two consecutive days where there are 120 samples that are come back clean.
Governor Tate Reeves, residents have been waiting in long lines for bottled water following torrential rains that impacted a water treatment plant. Due to the risk of blackouts, California's last nuclear power plant will keep running. Governor Gavin Newsom signed legislation last night extending the facility's life another 5 years. Someone tried but failed to get nearly 30 pounds of cocaine past airport security in Milan, Italy. The drugs were hidden in a wheelchair.
A canine unit was on patrol at the airport to check arriving passengers and the luggage from a flight from the Dominican Republic. When a dog drew officers' attention to the wheelchair, police checked the luggage but didn't find anything. Next, they slashed the upholstery on the wheelchair and found some 13 kilograms of cocaine. Police said when the cocaine was found, the person in the wheelchair suddenly got up and walked unaided. The person was immediately arrested. Police estimate the street value of the coke found around $1.4 million. John Saucier, Fox News.
A Hollywood actress is battling cancer again.
Jane Fonda revealed on her Instagram that she is battling cancer. The actress wrote that she's been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and has started chemo treatments. She added that it's a very treatable cancer and 80% of people survive.
Fox says Michelle Polino Fonda, who's 84, has previously been diagnosed with skin cancer. She also had a tumor removed from her breast. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.